Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We've got a big day of racing today, Oaks Day. Flemington, Mark Hunter's with us. How are you, Mark?
G'day, sure. I'm good, thanks.
What's the day like there for is it a lot better than what they copped on Cup Day there at Flemington?
You are not wrong. That was horrendous. So even last night, Sean, lightning and thunder and pouring down rain. So we've had it all this week, but today's nice. There's a cool breeze, so I would be not sure about the legs would be a bit fresh out at Flemington, but it's a nice day.
All right. Now, the first there, the Murrumbidgee Plate, 1, Wedgetail, 11, 2, Fanar, 8, 3, Memphis Rock, 19, 4, Abshiru, 41, number 5, Chicago Bull, 250, 6 out, 7 out, collection, 5, 8, Knowles, 750, and 9, Vinakunka is $4.80, but 250 favourite, 5, Chicago Bull.
Yeah, look, I found this a really tough race to sort out. I'm down the bottom with number 9, Vinakunka, who just see the Waterhouse Pot 2-year-olds come out and do everything right. This one looks no exception. It'll spear to the top and it'll take a stack of running down. For second, I put in number 7, Art Collection, had a couple of trials. The last one, the blinkers went on and it was much better. Third, number 1, Wedgetail, it just sat 4 wide and got carted off the track at the Valley. It's had no luck in 2 runs to date. And the big boom horse, number 5, Chicago Bull, look, it's gone okay. I think it's into a pretty short price. If the ability meets the crow about the horse, it'll probably win. I just want to see it do it on race day. I'll go 9, 7, 1 and 5.
All right. Dean Lester likes 9, 5, 1 and 7. Almost identical, 9, 5, 1, 7. Now the second, here, 1 Earth Angel, $10. 2 Double the Magic is $9.50. Number 3 Pure Scott, 7. 4 Gapura is 17. 5 Hunboshi, 15. 6 Palmatia, $4.20. 7 Play That Song, 34. 8 To Gain, 34. 9 Caballero is 10. 10 Global Sanction, 9.50. 11 Wild Sea, 12. 12 Black and Tan, 16. 13 Lucky Helmet, 34. 14, 15 out. 16 Nessun Fiducia is $13. 17 out. 18 Rating Party, 41. 19, 20 out. $4.20 favourite, number 6 Palmatia.
Yeah, this is just about as hard as you get this one. I think at good odds here, Sean, number 5, Hunboshi's got a terrific chance. It's in career best form. It was just too short for it last time. It was hard to make ground, but it ran on really well. I think getting out to 1,700 metres is perfect. That overnight rain of 7 mils has just kept the track a genuine soft 5, which is ideal for it. It'll be off the fence where you want to be down the middle to beat number 6, Palmatia. I think it's going well. It's got a great hope. I probably want a drier track rather than a softer track for it. Third, number 1, Earth Angel. I thought it was good first up. It was a race and a track and a day where you just couldn't make any ground. It was back last and wide with strong late. The blinkers go on. Then out to number 10, Global Sanction, who gets the blinkers, gets Craig Williams. It's a harder race, but again, that overnight rain will have helped it. I'll go 5, 6, 1 and 10.
Dean Lester's gone 9, 3, 6 and 5 there, 9, 3, 6, 5. Third event, 1 and 2 out, 3 Ishin Rook, 16, 4 Astoria, 10, 5 Elgale, 6. 6 Maramedes, $5. 7 Savakul, $3.10. 8 Live and Free, $5. 9 Top of the Range, $26. 10 Sunday Prey, $41. 11 out, 12. 10 Tat Trusting, $19. 13 Legale, $13. 14, 15 out, and 16 Ready for Success, $101. Favourite 7 Savakul, $3.10.
Yeah, it's got a chance, Savakul, but gee, it's got in short in a race where there are quite a few hopes. I'm going to go with number 4, Astoria. I think it's had the 3 runs back. I think it's ready to fire. It's got the blinkers going back on. You go back to last campaign, the Lavendi form in those good races up in Sydney. Not a lot of tempo in this race. Gets a beautiful run up near the front and double figure odds. Should run very well to beat number 5, El Galael, who just sat back on a slow tempo last time. I think Zara taking over is a good plus for the horse. 6, Mahamadeus. It's going well, this horse. Finished 4th in a race where Best of Days and Lifeless Ordinary are in front of it. Fantastic form lines. And then number 7, Savakul, can certainly win. I just think it's getting in short enough in an even race. 4, 5, 6 and 7.
Now, Dean Lester likes 5, 8, 7 and 12. The third, 5, 8, 7, 12. The fourth, 1, Powerline, 11. 2, Stratocaster, 5.50. 3, Harbour Grey, 4.60. 4, Ripper Rio, 101. 5, Cape Sunion, 19. 6, Andaz, 4.80. 7, Chalk, 7.50. 8 out. 9, My Blue Jeans, 26. 10, Our Blue Silk, 7. 11, Don't Blush Baby, 8.50. Number 12, Ivory Man, 61. 13 out. 14, Miss Skeptical, 81. 15, Reliable Dame, 34. The favourite, 4.60. Number 3, Harbour Grey in race 4.
Yeah, the Grey's on with number 6, Andaz, who I think, look, it hasn't won for, I think, June 2017 or somewhere like that. But so it's a long time out of the winner's circle, but I think it's going well. I think it will be midfield. I think it'll be strong at the finish and got a great hope. I don't think you'll miss each way. To beat the New Zealand visitor here, number 2, Stratocaster, who won the Grey's race over there in New Zealand last time, Could have won by a whole lot further. It was just throttled down late. It's got a great chance. Down to number 10, Our Girl Silk, who's come back from a spell in fantastic order, was wide all the way at the Valley. And then number 3, Harbour Grey, ran a place last year in this race but had 54 kilos. It just runs 1,400 metres. It'll get a beautiful run here for Zara. Just the weight might pull it up at the finish. 6, 2, 10 and 3.
Yeah, Dean Lang, 6, 2, 3 and 10, almost identical. Now race 5, 1 Super Hard, 550, 2 Maxi Campo, 12, 3 Penny to Sell, 13, 4 Truly Discreet, 6, 5 Stealthy Lucas, 850, 6 2's Buy is 26, 7 Acadian, 850, 8 out. 9 Lady Cromac, 26, 10 I Am Vinny, 19, 11 Charlton, 34, 12 Egyptian Gold, 8, number 13 Kachata, 650, 14 Foot of Theories, 101, 5 Dondre, 41, 6 Welcome Striker, 151, 7 In Triage, 23, 18, 19, 20 out. Favourite, number 1 Super Hard, 550, open betting race.
Yeah, got a little share in Super Hard. Sean, I've got a little query at the mile. That's my issue there. It would be my fifth pick. It's not in my numbers. I hope it wins, but I'm pretty confident here. Number 13, Kachata, will run terrific. It's first up from a spell at Sale, slow out, and just completely missed the boat. It was back when the sprint went on, picked itself up and just roared home for second. I like where it's drawn. I like it at the mile. It'll be midfield in that 3-4 wide train. The inside will be off today, and it'll be really strong down the outside. To beat number 5, Stealthy Lucas, it's flying, this horse. It's got a tricky gate to overcome, but once they've discovered riding it quieter, it's just jumped out of the ground. It's got a great winning chance. 4, Truly Discreet, it'll go forward, make its own luck and run well. And 2, Maxi Campo, to get a mile, this horse needs a smother. It can't be pushing forward on the speed. It's in career best form, and it's another one there in the mix. So I like 13 each way, 13, 5, 4 and 2.
Now, Dean Lester disagrees, but I don't think you mind. He's gone 1 to beat 4, 7 and 13. 1, 4, 7, 13. Your horse.
Yeah, I won't be complaining if I'm wrong. I've been wrong many times before. Sean, I'll be wrong again.
Now, race 6, 1 Fatna, 13, 2 Viridine, 10, 3 Supercash, $5. 4 Kaepernick is 550, 5 I'll Have a Bit, 12, 6 Harley Blade, 81, 7 Fell Swoop, 16, number 8 Illustrious Lad, 750, 9 Thermal Current, 19, 10 Malibu Style, 14, 11 Vanderpur, 11, 12 Late Charge, 101, 13 Written Choice, 19, 14 She Knows, 15, 15 out, 16 Lucy Rose, 26, 17 Working From Home, 26, 18 out. Favourite 5 even, number 3 Super Cash, another open betting race.
It is. I think it's a great race for number 4, Kaepernick. It was second to Red Zell first up. It's had two lovely trials since then. I like where it's drawn. You'd have to think they'll come down the outside by now. Out there, it's got Fatna as the leader. It'll fly along and take it all the way. Kaepernick will get a beautiful drag behind the speed and I think can win the race. To beat number 3, Supercash, she's a beauty fresh. She just never runs badly. Number 1, Fatna, the better the track, the better its chance. It'll be in front for a long, long way. And down to number 14, She Knows, is on the back up from Saturday. It's racing consistently down here. I like 4, 4, 3, 1 and 14.
Yeah, Ordino's gone 3 from 4, 10 and 1 in race 6, 3, 4, 10, 1. Seventh event, 1 Musselbrook, 11. Number 2, Tavarun, 11. 3, Real Success, 440. 4, Cloak, 17. 5 out. 6, Junipal, 5. 7, Predecessor, 13. 8, Magnum Opus, 23. Number 9, Vow and Declare, 23. 10, Tavadance, 850. 11, Quaffany, 21. 12, The Mallee Mob, 34. 13, Port Royal, 15, and 14, Wacker, 650. Favourite here, number 3, Real Success at 440.
I like one at odds here, number 13, Port Royal. It's had the two starts, ran third in a maiden at Star of Carrum, was in at Bairnsdale, and then ran third in the maiden won by Scamper, who we see go around in the Oaks. So it comes out of two good maidens. You can't get a bigger riding change here to Craig Williams. It's drawn awkwardly. It will need some luck, but it'll be very strong at 1,800 metres. To beat number 3, Real Success, I think this will go much better, this horse, today. On a bigger track with a quieter ride, I think you'll see it run super. Then the two big queries in the race, mine, the two Darren Weir horses, I'll put 6 Junipal in for third, who was a good win two starts ago in a weak race. Whacked away okay last time, gets the blinkers on. And 10 Tavadance looked really good on debut, beaten at short odds at second go, but time between runs, the blinkers go on, you could see a massive improvement there. So I like 13 at odds. I'm scared of wearies. I'll go 13, 3, 6 and 10.
All right, Dino in race 7 has gone, pardon me, 6, 3, 8, 11. 6 from 3, 8, 11. Race 8, the Oaks, and here 1 Amphitrite, 320. 2 Aristia, $5. 3 Quafila, 9. 4 Very Elegant is $5. 5 Graceful Glamour, 16. 6 Sizzle Me, 26. 7 Dark Confidant, 34. Number 8 Miss Moana, 26. 9 Maracaibo, 41. 10 Scamper, 31. 11 Zapurla, 11. 12 Collectible at $13. Number 13, Exclusively Ours, 151. 14 Miners Miss, 41. 15 Lacidi, 151. 320 Favourite, 1 Amphitite.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tip number 4, Very Elegant. I've been with her ever since I set eyes on her in New Zealand as the Oaks winner, and I'm not really worried about Saturday's run. That race was just run so slowly that I still thought the fifth was okay. I'm more worried about the barrier. It'll have to go back and somehow get close enough from the 800 to the 400 to be within striking distance. I think if that happens, I think she's the best stayer in the race, and I think she can win. To beat number 1, Amphitrite, should have won Saturday, got into a hopeless position from its barrier and then just never got clear. The obvious query is the soft run at the mile. Has it had the grounding for the 2,500? It's going to look the winner, gets a beautiful run, and may well go on to win. Then number 2, Aristia. It's a super consistent little filly. It's drawn to get that cheap run which it needs. And 3, Quafila. The better the track, the better its chances. It fought on well last time. 4 from 1, then 2 and 3.
Yeah, Dino likes 1582 on the Oaks, 1582. Now, race 9, 1 Merrill is $8, 2 Gong, 17, 3 Hummer Hummer, 6, 4 Shildora, 21, 5 Multijar, 15, 6 Assertive Play, 12, number 7 Illuminaire, 26, A Propel, 10, 9 Our Long Sally, 23, 10 Voila, 650, 11 Final Choice, 23, 12 Out, 13 Trilly, 71, 14 El Nay for 51, 15 Causeway Girl, 41, 16 Blair Roche, 480, 17 Rapidora, 41, 18 The Closer, 26, 19, just remember this, 61, 20 out. 480 for 16, Blair Roche.
Yeah, it's my pick, Blair Roche. I think it's a hard finish today, but this horse was terrific at the Valley. It was a day where you didn't want to be back and wide, and it was covering ground and did a great job to run fourth. Now, it's a tough race with a lot of chances. It'll be in amongst traffic, and we just need some clear galloping room in the last 300 metres. To beat number 3, Hummer Mama, it's drawn to follow the speed outside. It's got that fantastic Sunline form line. It's a Sunlight form line. It's going to be awfully hard to beat. 4, Shildora. Richard Jolly, terrific trainer. He knows which horses to bring across to Melbourne. It's in great form, and I like where it's drawn. And down to number 10, Voila. Gee, if you just went off at Sydney runs, you'd give it some chance, but the recent trial up the straight against all the good ones was a fantastic trial. 16, 3, 4, and 10.
And in the last, Dino likes 16, 10, 3, and 1. 16, 10, 3, and 1. Now, his best, race 2, number 9, Caballero each way. And race 9, 16, Blair Roach each way. 2, number 9, 9, number 16. What do you like, Mark?
I'm going to go, Sean, I can back them both each way at the odds. Race 4, number 6, Andaz. And race 5, number 13, Kachada.
All right. Now, Warrnambool today, do you have a best for there as well?
Warrnambool, why not? Sean, we'll give you a little parlay at Warrnambool. Race 1, number 3, Don't Wait, is my best. I think race 2, number 6, Suplex City can win. I like race 3, number 7, Fatuma. And the best little value chance each way all day is race 7, number 5, Fox on the Run. So 1, 3, 2, 6, 3, 7, and 7, 5 each way down at the Bull.
All right, terrific. Have a great day, Mark.
Thank you.